And if it's Friday morning and it's somewhere around 6:45, it's time to be talking with Coach Jamie Beckler at Coach Beckler on Twitter. And right now, Jamie, CoachBeckler.com is down. You know, if I were going to do my best Howard Cosell, it would be, the website is down. The website is down. And
I wish that website was as big as Joe Frazier was at that point, in his career. But about midnight last night, or a little past midnight, it stopped working, and I contacted the company, or I went for live support, like any person that doesn't know what they're doing would do, and I clicked on the live support link, and up came this thing that said, we're aware of some issues with some customers, and we're working on it. And so I looked at that for about a half an hour, and then ended up going to bed, and then I woke up this morning, and that message is still there. So I hope that they get it resolved fairly quickly.
Here's the thing where we are right now, Jamie. We are in a situation where instantaneous is too slow. We've gotten to the point where everything is measured in angstroms, which happens to be the amount of patience I have, and it's the width of a human hair. I bring that up because of the fact that, as we've talked about, the losing of the job, the searching for the new job, the interviewing for the job, sometimes we then get into the situation where we have to make some snap decisions. And one thing I've learned over my life in radio, in education, in government, in other areas, including business and ministry, that snap decisions usually do not go well. And, you know, have you ever been in somebody's cubicle, Jamie, when you're going out to do that great motivational speaking and training that you do, and you'll see a couple of pictures? One of them is, I can only help one person per day. Today is not your day, and tomorrow's not looking much better.
Yeah.
Or another one is, a failure to plan on your part does not constitute an emergency on my part. Now, some of these things, when they're only seen internally, are okay because there's a bit of humor in it, but there's a bit of a reminder that, yo, I may only pass water in emergencies, I don't walk on it. That job was already taken. And I bring it up because when you go out there and you deal with organizations, maybe you're speaking at a state convention like you were a few weeks ago in Mississippi of athletic directors, but sometimes when you go in and do leadership training, you remember the Tom Peters story from years ago in Search of Excellence, when he went to a company and a VP made the mistake of talking to him, and he said, oh, come on, Tom, we're really not that bad. Now, Tom just listened to that, but as I remember the story, after lunch, he came back and he just blistered that poor chap. And he said, what a great rallying cry. We're really not that bad. I bring that up because when you go in there, you can see the individuals who have really taken the proverbial beatdown, you know, like those signs, I can only help one person per day, or maybe the ones who are the go-to people, and a failure to plan on your part, the ethnic workers limit. He's not my job, man. You get into that, and what happens, Jamie, when you walk in? Maybe the website's gone down. Maybe technical support is non-existent. I mean, that's live technical support. It hasn't moved in 7 hours. And you're ready to just explode. Or you go into a company and you can see those proverbial ticking time bombs. What does Jamie Beckler do to help people get off the ledge of life?
Well, you hope, what the hope is that you've helped train them and prepared them. Like you talk about planning, you hope that you helped and worked with that company a little bit before those emergencies come. Because when you get in the storm, it's too late to build your shelter. You know, it's when you're in the midst of it, right in the middle, that's when you talk about the snap decisions that you make. Mm-hmm. That's when you make those rushed or those rash decisions, that because you're just trying to do anything you can, as opposed to when you've thought about what you'll do ahead of time. And you know, for instance, you bring up my website. My website being down is certainly nothing that I planned on. And in fact, I planned on, I was working on some things that I was going to be working with some clients on. And so they needed to go to my website. Well, they can't do that. Well, I have two choices. I can panic, or I can figure out an alternative to what I can do. And so you just now turn your energy, instead of complaining, instead of worrying, instead of panicking, you turn that energy that you would have used on that into figuring out an alternative method. And part of that is, for years I have worked on my mindset of thinking positively, my mindset of, you know what, even if things go badly, I'm going to make the best of it. It's not that things are going to always turn out best, but I am going to make the best of whatever situation I'm in. And so that's what I did. So last night I wasn't able to do some of those things, so I worked on an alternative means. But part of that is you try to make decisions ahead of time. You try to make decisions, and you can't plan for every single action that'll happen to you or situation that'll happen, but you try to make some decisions ahead of time that simplify future decisions, so that you don't get in a situation where you're like a kite. Whichever way the wind blows, that's which way you go, or a tumbleweed, so that you have some grounded foundational principles. And a couple of my principles is, I'm not going to let things bother me most of the time. I'm not going to get panicked. I also don't believe in coincidences. So my website's not working, and they have a thing saying that there's a problem. Okay, then it's not me. I know I didn't screw up, because I'm not very technologically savvy. So at first I was like, man, I'm afraid that I screwed this up. So it wasn't a coincidence. I don't think I screwed it up.
Now, because you're a coach and because you've watched the situations down at Baylor, I want to go back to the women's basketball coach situation there.
Sure.
Because there was a situation, coach, where she didn't think it out ahead of time, and when she made the comment, and she's defending not only her school, not only her team, her own daughter went to Baylor, but she made a comment about punching somebody in the face. Now, here she comes out yesterday and says, and she's in tears.
Yep.
I'm sorry for those choice of words. Timing wasn't good. Poor analogy as well, because if you know me, I'm an emotional person. I coach with emotion. I played with emotion. I guess you'd say it got the best of me, because I really do love this place. A lot of bad things happened here, but I've always thought about the victims. Sometimes when you go into companies, Jamie, can you see the people, hopefully not in the horrific circumstances alleged at Baylor, but people who've become victims in the company, the ones who've gone through the proverbial beatdown, sort of like all the people we talked about in my bad joke last week with the sales manager and the cat,
mm-hmm.
that you see the people who are beaten down, maybe somebody else didn't plan, maybe they didn't plan. What do you do at that point? Sort of like when you talked to us early on in our visits about the flat tire and the slow pump that seemed to take forever to inflate not one but two tires.
Yeah, you know, some people don't wear physical glasses or contact lenses, but they essentially wear, you know, metaphorical or pretend glasses, where they always see the world from a victim mentality, or they always see the world from a problem. They're fixated on problems instead of focused on solutions. And so what you do is you say, you go around and you find all those things that went wrong in that day, or all the things that didn't help you out, whereas it might only have been two or three things, but because your attitude towards two or three of those things, it lingered and festered all day long. So you think it was a bad day, or you think everything's out to get you, or you think, well, you just have no luck, or Murphy's out to get you with Murphy's Law. And instead, it's really only a couple things that happened compared to the thousands of good things, or thousands of things that weren't bad. And so we tend, there's people out there that look through those lenses of negativity. And so
yes, you might have gotten beat down in your work. You might work for a bad boss. You might have some coworkers that are unfriendly, but that doesn't mean you have to be unfriendly. That doesn't mean you have to be down in the dumps or depressed or have a negative attitude about stuff. You know, you've got to stay grounded in your thinking. And you know, going back to what the Baylor coach did, she is emotional, but you can be passionate without being emotional to the point where you don't think straight. And she knew she was going to have to talk that day. She should have given that some thought. She might be emotional, but she knew she was going to have to talk at senior day. She certainly used the wrong choice of words. I understand what she was trying to say. She was trying to defend her school because, once again, as horrific as what happened at Baylor happened, there's so many more good things going on at Baylor, and there's so many more people that haven't been, you know, attacked. But it was horrific. But she's saying that Baylor's a great place still, that this was just some exceptions. But she said it in a much in a way that didn't need to be said. She lost herself in the moment.
Well, we know that even as you've talked in sports arena, every one of your technic fouls except one was measured. You took
That's
the
right.
tee because you had to. So you understood emotion under control, because that's really what strength is power under control. Am I right, Jamie Beckler?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, sometimes people are like, well, that's just who I am. I'm emotional. And you can be emotional. You can have emotions, but you always have to maintain self-control over your thoughts. You know, and that's where someone like a Bobby Knight struggled. He had great thoughts, but he didn't control them all the time. And he ended up being very emotional and acting irrationally.
And he could never go back to Puerto Rico because he threw a chair.
And Puerto Rico, he's on their naughty list.
He's on the watch list. And, you know, I got to keep a watch on our time right now, Jamie, because we're running out of it, and I get no timeouts, unlike when you coached. But the
Absolutely.
Website will be back up, coachbeckler.com. And until next week, Coach, thanks so much for joining us and talking Beckler on Business.
Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.